The British Irish Chamber of Commerce has expressed alarm at the presentation of the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill. It says it allows for unilateral disapplication of the protocol. The Chamber says it's against the wishes and best interests of businesses across Britain and Ireland. John McGrane is Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce. John, it's not in the best interests of businesses in Ireland, but how is it not in the best interests of businesses in Britain since this was the British government's move?
Good morning, Petula. And the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, as you know, is the organisation that represents businesses who deliver jobs in communities right across Britain and Ireland. And yeah, this is a highly alarming, indeed shocking piece of threatened new legislation. And it's also, I might say firstly, a real kick in the teeth to the great people, politicians, diplomats, administrators and officials across both islands and beyond who've been working extraordinarily hard, even since before the British referendum on Brexit in 2016, to deliver a viable set of solutions, or indeed what we might call the least worst Brexit. The irony is that the trade issues with the protocol are very solvable. And you know what? We're nearly there on the procedures behind the scenes that can solve them. But this new bill is extremely damaging, not only for businesses in Northern Ireland. And I might say it is, not to overstate this, but it could wipe out the viability of farming in Northern Ireland. And not just for farmers, but for the communities and local towns and villages that they support. But for the first time, this type of legislation is threatening the well-being, indeed, of British businesses throughout England, Scotland and Wales in a way that's never been done before. The opportunities for further investment in Britain by people like the motor industry in the northeast of England, by people like the Scotch whisky industry, by people like food producers and processors, and by people like tech industries and medical industries in the US who might invest in Manchester or Munich, that's now completely turned upside down, because those people are now dealing with a regime that basically says that the trade arrangements that they agree may be walked away from. And indeed, whether this legislation is ever enacted or not and ever applied, and it probably won't be, the damage already starts because the credibility of the people who signed the deal is broken.
It's been billed as a last resort solution to a problem with no other remedy, but you say there are practical solutions that could be agreed through negotiation. What are they?
Yeah, the British Irish Chamber, and indeed working with others of like mind, have worked hard to produce a menu of solutions, and I won't take you through them all in the short time available, but I'll give you two that would take the heat out of the matter right away and would actually pave the way for a comprehensive set of operating procedures between these two islands and beyond, and to end the situation that's causing such damage to even, you know, people like our universities and researchers, people like the energy security on both islands and beyond. So two quick things. The food concerns, and food is at the root of a lot of this in terms of food sourcing, animal safety, animal health, the quality of inputs, and indeed ultimately consumer protection on both islands and beyond. So a veterinary agreement, that is basically a prescription that sets out that both islands and Europe would not do something with their food operations and animal care that would undermine human health at the end of the day. And you know what? The reality is, Petula, that nobody on both islands or beyond wants to diminish human or indeed animal welfare in any way. So a veterinary agreement would immediately take the parties who all want this and sign up to a protocol on animal and food security and the inputs to that industry that would be universally applied. And if somebody wants to break rank with that in the future, well, let's see. But for now, everybody is of like mind. So could we just sign that veterinary agreement, please? And the second simple step would be to take the ongoing heat out of this process, because it's not actually a political process, it's a trade operational process, and there will always be unknown unknowns. And as they come to light in the application of procedures in ways that couldn't have been envisaged, there is a structure that was sensibly written into arrangements back at the time of the protocol and the trade and cooperation agreement, and it's called the Joint Committee. It's a kind of an odd name, but it's a very sensible structure. It basically is the forum where government, where officials, where the EU, where Britain, where Ireland and industry come together to address those issues that have come to light and sort them out amicably, but without threatening political action that could bring the whole ship down.
I wonder, will the British government pay heed? But for now, John McGrane, Director General of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much for your time this morning. More business news at 8:30.